I would like to dedicate my dress to all the Western New York bridesmaids for the blood, sweat, and tears they put into their jobs of supporting brides. Besides, I spend so much money on the damn thing, it should be in a museum. Being a bridesmaid is not for the faint of heart.
That was one of the contestants, and it just made me giggle, so I wanted to share that with you. We had a bridesmaids dress contest. Last year we had the bride dress contest, and we got some wonderful submissions in. And what we're going to do with those submissions is, on the day of the event, something old, something new, we're going to have the best three or five dresses. I think there's five contenders out of all the stories and submissions we got. So we'll have that on display and exhibited, and then the guests themselves will assist in helping us select the dress. All of the dresses will have a great story, and all of the dresses will be prime candidates for the collection. So, it's a combination of things, and our collector, our research collections guy, will is on the committee and is part of deciding that.
It was probably a fun thing to put out there for
Well,
folks.
It was, and it garnered many, many stories. Of course, I had my own little Bo Peep dress that was pink Swiss dots.
You didn't wear it today?
If I could only fit in it. But, so this was a lot. This was a great deal of fun, and the event itself, of course, is called Something Old, Something New, and it will feature a pop-up exhibit, so it will have things from the collection, our artifacts, bridal inspired, of course. But the pop-up bridal exhibit, it will be launched on the day of the event, but it will be up for a week for people to come and see.
Did you get more from the 50s, 60s, or 70s, 80s, that type of thing? Did you notice the decades that came along with those dresses, or not necessarily?
You know, it's funny. If you're talking about the bridesmaids, we've got one story that I have here from a woman. She's celebrating her 50th wedding anniversary, and she met her husband in her bridesmaid's dress at her sister's wedding, and then she went on to date him and, you know, wore it to her prom and then married him, and then wore it, she became a teacher and then wore it to a school fashion show. So we got a lot of dresses that are from the 50s and 40s and 60s. And a couple contemporary ones.
It must have been a good-looking one, too, that she kept wearing it, because some of them are just not that great.
Well, when you read her story, she cherished it so much that she kept it in pristine condition and pulled it out. And God love her for being able to wear it throughout all her, 50 years of her life.
Were you surprised by the response from the community on this one?
I always am. I always am, because people do respond to it, and they come with stories. They come with funny stories, sad stories, many very sentimental stories, of course, and the ones that have really hung on to their dresses for over 50 years. When you're reading these stories, it's pretty amazing.
And you have a wonderful collection of bride dresses, bride gowns we've seen, and you have those preserved.
Yes.
So this will give us a chance now to have that preserved at the Buffalo History Museum.
Yes, it will. It will go down in history. Their story will. We ask for a photograph with the person wearing it. So it's a complete package then. So 150 years from now, if someone wants to, look into what bridesmaids were doing back in the day, they have that whole history.
Did you see some pretty ugly ones and ugly colors?
Yes. To me, they're all beautiful. But the ones that we got in were quite beautiful. It was not an ugly bridesmaids contest. Oh, and another thing I wanted to mention about some of these dresses are not necessarily the wearer. Some of the submissions were, and still I don't know which ones will be selected, but some of them were someone's favorite aunt or someone's mother or, even a guy put in a submission. So guys, too, can always, always enter these contests that we have every year.
Well, Connie Caldwell, talking about something old, something new. We look forward to your event.
Great.